You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. The Henry Miller Library is an iconic Big Sur destination, but a bridge failure and landslides left it stranded without tourists to support it. So the library moved north and set up temporary shop in Carmel. Now its executive director is finding reason to make that temporary location permanent. KAZU's Krista Almazan reports.
The Henry Miller Library sits among towering redwoods along Highway 1 in Big Sur. Its small, rustic-looking house has a bookshop. Here you can grab a cup of tea and drop money in the donation jar before you sit out on the deck. Sometimes chairs fill the lawn for a reading or musical performance. The motto at the Henry Miller Library has long been the place where nothing happens, even though that's never really been true. That is until this winter, when it became isolated by the Pfeiffer Canyon bridge failure to the north and landslides to the south. That left the library on an island. Executive Director Magnus Torin.
So I'm either going to just sit around and prune my pear trees and have the library closed, or we'll find another place to open up temporary. So that's what happened.
What happened was the birth of the Henry Miller Lab. LAB is short for Library at the Barnyard. Torin walks into the wide open room with exposed beams. This second location opened in May. It sits between restaurants and boutiques at the Barnyard Shopping Center in Carmel. Books hang from the high ceiling, others for sale fill tables, and art covers the walls.
And then below are somewhat scary to display.
They're pieces from the archive of author Henry Miller's life.
These letters are original letters from Henry in the 20s and early 30s, following his early days as a writer, finding his voice.
And the Henry Miller Library has found its voice here, pulling off events that have a long tradition of happening in Big Sur, like the annual Big Sur Fashion Show and the Big Sur International Short Film Screening Series.
It's kind of remarkable, actually, that the space is so good for us in that it's large and it's big enough for gatherings of like up to over 100 people can be in here comfortably for a reading or a music thing or movies or something.
The success here, combined with the newfound quiet and isolation of the library's Big Sur home, has Torin thinking about what has come of the scenic and wild coast.
I am personally, along with many others, very, very concerned about the commercialization of the coast, which happens when people are renting out their homes for big weddings, where this is becoming an actual business, and it becomes more and more of a Disneyland, and it's a dangerous slippery slope.
Torin says in recent years he's tried to reduce the way the library has contributed to that. It no longer hosts large and loud concerts, think the Red Hot Chili Peppers in 2011, and when it does do big events, like the Philip Glass Days and Nights Festival, it shuttles guests in to reduce traffic and parking headaches.
The other big problem, in my opinion, is that it kind of is a contradiction for us, at least for me personally, to be complaining about the commercialization of the coast for reasons of preserving the coast for future generations as an incredibly natural, beautiful, wild destination.
The solution he sees is keeping both, the Henry Miller Lab in Carmel for the events and even adding things like after-school programs or poetry workshops. That would allow the now reopened Henry Miller Library in Big Sur to truly become the place where nothing happens.
That was Krista Almazan from partner station KAZU reporting. You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.